This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of Salus. I mean, it just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So here we are, the last Wednesday before SHOT Show. And once again, we have the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, with us tonight. Good evening, young lady. There we go. I hear somebody got turned up. Keita. Okay. Good evening, young lady.
Good evening. How are you, Bill?
I've got the busy throat again. You're in Wisconsin. Are you in Wisconsin? Are you
yes,
somewhere that you can't?
Okay. Flew in today.
Okay. So I don't know what the weather's like there, but over here we're having all four seasons in a week. I can't wait to get in the valley in Las Vegas next week and just have a little dry air for a change. Anyway. That's enough of my lamentations. Who have you brought with you today to talk to us, please, ma'am?
Well, normally I invite on female guests. I made an exception for Jim Kuzak because he has an amazing story that I think you all are going to be very interested to hear.
Well, Jim, thanks very much for taking the time to join us this evening. What I typically do is I let Keita be the interviewer, so I'm going to sit back and I'm trying to find a rhinoceros hide whip like Keita's. So I'm just going to be in the background here doing a little Amazon shopping. And Keita, if you would, have at it.
All right. Thanks, Bill. So, Jim, I am not going to ask you a whole lot of questions because I'm sure you've told this story a billion times over. I'm just going to kind of let you run with it and say whatever you feel like saying. And if you want to talk about the last couple of days as well, that'd be pretty cool, too.
Have we got Jim? Jim?
Are you there?
There we are.
All right. Is that better?
This is the dram of live radio, Jim. This is just the way it works. Okay, but I'm going back to Amazon, so have at it. Go ahead and go.
Sounds good. Well, to give you the short and skinny of it, it's been 8 years now. April 4th, 2011, I've been a police officer for 18 years. We had received a call, me and two of my partners who were on patrol in the city of Clarendon. It's about a half hour outside the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we'd received a call for a disturbance at a duplex. And this duplex had been up in an area where we had known to have past drug dealers, current drug dealers, and the such. So having known this house already, I anticipated that's what we were going into. So when we got on scene, we pretty much followed our protocol, arrived blacked out. It had just been starting to rain. It was a cold April night. And kind of get the feeling of things are just going to break off. We'd already been through a couple calls and been running around the city. So when we got there, it was myself, John Steiner, and Matt McDaniel. Matt came out with his AR, long rifle, so that we had coverage from that. And John and I were just out with our handguns. So we only had a choice of two doors. We had a front door, back door, and we had to cover, and we wanted to make contact with somebody inside to get a better idea of what was going on. The neighbor had called stating there was some type of disturbance. They weren't sure what was going on, but something was really awry. So I chose the back, John chose the front, and Matt kind of covered us from in between the house. When I went onto this small deck that was about four steps up from the ground, I got up there and saw this, you know, just a big white door, just a regular door going into a house with kind of a broken screen door off to the right. And I noticed that the door was just ajar by about a quarter inch. I went to reach for the handle and the door was slammed shut. So I reached back and tried to give it a boot and it didn't go. So I went and grabbed Matt and John and said, hey, I got contact back here. What I didn't know is John made contact in front as well with a male individual that was less than inviting and slammed the door on him as well. So when I went back up the steps, I was going to step off to the side of the door and try and knock on the door again. And just as I did so, before I could even get out of the way, the door opened and the shots started coming at me. I had already had my gun out in a bladed stance and was waiting, and I saw the muzzle flash of the first round. At that point in time, I couldn't see anything. I had just seen a black void once the door had opened. And everything slows down in time when you're in situations that cause your body to go into what they consider a hypervigilant state. And I had known this through prior training from firearms training and training I had done with SWAT maneuvers and whatnot, and had been prepared for certain things, but not prepared in the fact that I was being the one shot at. What I didn't know was that the first shot had struck me in my right forearm, which was my gun hand. As soon as the bullet struck, went the length of my arm, lodged in my elbow, and I also didn't realize that I didn't have my gun anymore. And as I stood there, I just didn't know where to go, and I didn't have any room to go left, and I wasn't able to back up. And not being able to hear anything after the first shot, but I could still see muzzle flash. All of a sudden, I went from a standing position to someone ripping your legs out from underneath you. I had no idea what had happened. I fell to the deck, hit my head on the deck, and was kind of loopy, but not out of it. I could see it was still dark. I could still hear, but I wasn't moving real well. And then I looked and saw what I thought was just a set of legs standing over me, thinking that, okay, this is the person who just shot me, and they're going to finish me off. Fortunately, in real time, that person was running away from me and over me to get away from the scene, which was one of the two people that were involved. So after that happened, I started kind of relying on training at that point in time. I started feeling around, see if I could feel my gun, couldn't find it, tried to contact dispatch from my radio, but what I didn't realize was one of the shots struck my microphone. It was on the center of my chest. They later found it about 15 feet out in the grass. And yeah, it was very surreal. I wasn't panicked. I didn't feel urgency other than the fact that I knew something was really wrong. It was getting really hard to breathe. And I knew I just couldn't get myself out of there. So I started to look for the gun, couldn't find it, couldn't contact anybody. So I started trying to get that breath out to yell to my partners, I'm hit, I'm down. What I didn't also know was that as I was trying to say that and get that out, Matt and John had given chase to this person who had run out through the back. They traveled about 15 to 20 yards to an alleyway, and that's when Matt heard me but didn't know it was me. So he spun around with his AR and lit the flashlight up on the end on the forearm and finds me, but didn't know it was me. See, at the time, we were wearing black BDUs with just a silver patch on our arms. So,
Jim, let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
This is a fascinating story. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. We'll get more in depth with that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're on a radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make
mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey, and she's brought with her a gentleman named Jim Kuzak, who he was giving us a harrowing rundown on something that happened to him in the line of duty. Former law, are you current law enforcement or former law enforcement, Jim? Jim?
I'm still here.
Okay.
You got me?
I do. Sometimes when I was beginning to feel like, Dr. McCoy in Star Trek. Jim! Are you active duty or are you no longer in law enforcement active?
Nope, medically retired.
Okay. So he was telling us how he got to that point. And, of course, Keita was conducting this interview and I was just standing by. So, Keita, please, or Jim, I know I interrupted you, so you were picking up where you left off, please, sir.
Sure. We'll just kind of wrap it up with the fact that later on we found out that I had been shot 5 times. My vest stopped 2 rounds that came across the front, and the 4th round went through the upper left quadrant right near the armpit of the vest, went into my chest. That round pretty much destroyed most of my left lung, missed my heart, and on an angle went down and across my T11 vertebrae and compromised the spinal column. We don't know to what degree. That bullet still resides in my lower back and the fragments, and the 5th bullet went through my left armpit. I was fortunate enough that my partners were right there. They were able to get me out of there. Matt lifted me up over his shoulder, carried me out. John was there to give cover, and then Matt had been an EMT, so he took upon himself to do the medic detail of trying to stop the bleeding from my chest, and they then had the ambulance take me for the 17-minute ride to the trauma center, where fortunately they were able to save my life.
That's a crazy story. So
yeah, go ahead.
So now, obviously, you carry every day on your person. And that's interesting because, well, I'll let you talk about how you get around now first and then get to the everyday carry.
So obviously, being on the radio, they can't see me, but I was rendered paralyzed from the waist down after the incident. I have limited use of my right leg and none of my left. So I'm in a wheelchair. I've been so for 8 years. But having been in law enforcement for nearly 20 years, I was conscious of the fact that I still wasn't going to allow myself to be out there to be a victim. So I made it a point that I carry every day, and I do so in a couple ways. I every day carry a Glock. Fortunately, which I guess we'll get to later on, I am a brand ambassador for Glock, for the brand Glock, and do shoot competitively for them. So daily I carry either my 43 or my Gen 5 19. If I carry the 43, I wear it in a belly band with an extra mag and a knife, and I wear that under a T-shirt. Or I'll wear a small fanny pack, as small as I can get it, with the 19 in there with a secondary mag. And you just have to find a way to work around what you got to deal with, whether that be clothing, heavy clothing, light clothing, wheelchair, or, you know, the ability to get to a weapon concealed, whether you're driving or whatever you're going to do, sport or what.
And you actually did have to draw from concealment at one point while in the chair.
Yes, I did, and it was basically only a year after the incident that I was injured in. We actually had the trial for the 2 suspects that had, one of them had shot me and the other had also been involved in what turned out to have been a home invasion. I had left the courthouse with my at the time girlfriend, now fiance, and we were going, this was about 4 days after the trial, and we needed to go to another courthouse across the street from where we had had the trial. And it had been on the TV a great deal for that year, so not like you didn't know who I was or what I was doing, you know, rolling around the city of Pittsburgh in a wheelchair. So So we had gone past a bus shelter, and a rather large gentleman noticed me and stated, "Hey, Clareton's in the house." And I said, "That's right, got me going." And he looked and said, "What are you doing?" And I says, "I'm just heading up this way." And I says, "I'm doing pretty damn good." And he says, "Well, what are you telling me you're doing good? Because you're better than me. You're better than me." I says, "No, I'm just doing good." What I didn't realize at the time, as Chris said to me, she says, "He's starting to follow us." So when I kind of turned back and glanced, he looked to me to be well over 6 foot, probably about 275 pounds, and was continually following us up the street, yelling profanities at me, saying he was going to kick me out of the chair and pretty much beat me to a pulp. So at that time, I had not really been able to do a lot of time of carrying a concealed weapon, but I had that day. I had my Glock 27, 40 caliber in my right pocket. And as we got to the corner of the street at the curb, I told Chris, I said, "Get in front of me, and when we start moving across the street, if he's still following us, I'm going to have to turn around and engage him because I'm not going to let him get to her, and there's not a whole lot I'm going to do from the chair with a man that size." So when I reached my hand in my pocket, we got to the middle of the street. I turned around, and I could hear him, and when I turned around, I pulled it out, brought it to my chest, and he had turned around and walked away. I don't know if he saw that I had the gun, but he chose not to continue. So I was quite thankful for that. But we later found out that 45 minutes after that, he was to appear in mental health court and did so. But when he walked into the courtroom, basically told the judge where to go, found the first deputy sheriff, tried to punch him and hit him. Then it was on. It was a fight with five deputies, and he was later tasered twice and taken into custody. So when I went to make the rule, go ahead.
You must have felt some validation then. You may have been questioning whether or not you did the right thing, even pulling the gun out, but that probably gave you some validation, I would assume.
Absolutely, because it could have been, you know, these things happen so fast, and in any situation when you're involved like that, you know, you have to be cognizant of, you know, do you have the ability to do what you're going to do? Are you legally, you know, justified in doing what you're going to do? And, you know, how are you going to come out of this? And you got to watch around. You are responsible for every bullet that comes out of that firearm. And I'm dead in the middle of the city.
Let me get you hold up right there, because we're back in the break again. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, her guest, Jim Cusack, and this is Lock and Load.
Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. and China signed a landmark deal to sharply increase sales of U.S. goods and services to China and help companies operating in China by better protecting their intellectual property and opening further Chinese markets, especially in financial services.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
On Capitol Hill, the House votes yes on whether to send managers and impeachment articles to the Senate regarding the impeachment of President Trump. Judiciary Ranking Member Republican Doug Collins voted no and says all he wants is a fair trial in the Senate.
It is just said just a moment ago that the Speaker has been leading the fight for a fair trial in the Senate. I wish the Speaker had been leading for a fair hearing in the House.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Jim Kuzak. And, Jim, I wanted to ask you a question regarding you as a concealed carrier now, a former law former LEO. Where you are today, has anybody told you that your bar for employing lethal force is much lower than the average bear's?
Nobody really has, but nobody's really questioned me about it either.
Well, like I would imagine for you, like the Tueller drill, you don't need 21 feet. You probably need 50 feet or something like that. I mean, you have to draw on a whole different setup, right? You're always seated, correct?
Yeah, sure. I am always seated, so it's either going to be in my wheelchair or obviously in a car if the case. But, yes, being seated, being concealed is a little more difficult.
Right.
You know, you're depending on, especially if you tuck a shirt in or, you know, concealing it, it's not going to sit behind my back at any time. But it does take a little bit time to do the draw.
But, I mean, see, I'm an open-heart surgery I don't want to say survivor. People survive this every day. I had a really bad heart attack. I had open-heart surgery. And now, the whole disparity of force thing has taken on a whole new meaning for me. I would presume it takes on a whole new meaning for you.
Absolutely, and it comes down to the totality of what you're dealing with. You know, obviously, a fight against anybody on their feet, I'm at an extreme disadvantage.
Right.
And even so, if I fall out of the chair. So my level of what you would consider fear or my flight or fight is going to come into play, I think, a little bit sooner. I don't have the ability to get away as fast by running, and most of the times I'm not going to beat out anybody if I'm trying to push myself away. So, yeah, I take it that way, and I think as long as if I would have to explain it, I think I would be able to explain it pretty well.
I'm just curious about that. I mean, nobody's ever explained it to me either, but at the same time, I'm aware of the, where they cut my chest down the middle.
Sure.
So somebody punches me hard enough there, it's going to separate. And as it pulls apart, it's going to lacerate my heart as it goes by, and I'm probably going to bleed out before I hit the deck. Well, no, it's not going to be that dramatic, but I'm going to be having a bad day. So, you know, yeah, my bar is a little bit lower. Keita, I'm sorry, I just had to ask that.
Oh, no worries.
Back to it. There you go. Get at it.
Jim. So,
yes.
We met at a shooting competition, a USPSA shooting competition, which is a run and gun type of competition. So, can you explain a little bit about that without how you do that without the whole running part?
Sure. Just because I don't walk around or run around, I just have a different mode of transportation being the wheelchair. So the wheelchair actually gives me a stable platform to shoot from. However, I'm not usually shooting on the move. But it does take me much more time to get to a shooting position. Now, I have a mount from one of my I don't know if I became a sponsor, but a great friend with being Safari Land Group was outfitted me with a lot of my gear, and which was the first setup I have for a holster on my wheelchair. It bolts onto a clamp that goes onto the chair and then gives me the ability to position my holster. So having that allows me to holster my firearm, go to a shooting position, wheel around, pull my firearm, and fire at whatever target's necessary.
Most people run around with their gun out between positions so they can start shooting sooner or shooting on the move and reduce their stage time. But you don't have that option. The gun has to be in the holster so that you can wheel your chair and get to the next spot.
Correct. And until I met you, I thought I had gotten the best that I was going to get in time and being a little bit, you know, wheel myself faster through the course. That was until the 2 days we spent together.
We had a lot of fun. So I met him at the Bull Open shooting competition in Florida on Sunday. And I was going to shoot the competition, but then I heard he was going to be there, and I thought, what a great learning opportunity this would be for me as a movement coach, and especially because I have this program I'm working on for veterans where I'm going to have people in wheelchairs that I'm working with shooting firearms. And I could learn so much from you about things you've obviously figured out already since you're doing it every day.
Yeah, and I think so much that you and I went over on Sunday, I couldn't believe the amount of things that I was missing and how much I gained just in that day with you overshadowing and showing me ways of how I want to move and when I want to shoot, that when we went to class Tuesday, you added even more to it, show me even better ways, or should I say more energy conducive ways to move my chair and my body so that I could gain time.
And we took an average of about 10 seconds off of your field courses. How did we do that?
A lot had to do with, I believe, was positioning my chair so as to enable a quicker exit from a shooting position, when and where to shoot targets so that the torque and coiling of my body going left or right would better suit me going in a specific direction, as well as when and where to reload the firearm. Not at all one motion.
That was my favorite part.
I was pleasantly surprised that it actually worked. That
me too. We were learning together.
To actually think that firing the rounds at a target, engaging a target, dropping the magazine, all in the same time, removing a magazine from its holder, and then not immediately placing it in the firearm, but to wheel with it in my hand to the next shooting position to then actually reload the weapon, engage the targets, was almost a second faster. Couldn't believe it.
And what most people do is try to plan their reload during a time that they're moving, that they can't be shooting, so that it doesn't cost a whole lot of extra time. They're multitasking. But Jim, because he can't move his chair without holstering, he can't do a reload on the move. What he was doing was he would shoot an array, reload the gun, holster it, move, draw, and shoot. So what we tried instead, my theory was that it would save him time to eject the mag and grab the next one and holster, wheel the chair with the mag in his hand. When he got there, beat the mag and start shooting. That was my theory. So then we went and tested it and timed it. And without any practice, he was already half a second faster. And after doing it a few times, it was closer to a second faster.
That's pretty impressive. We're coming up on the next break. And that's really impressive. I didn't even, when you told me you were bringing him on, I didn't even think that, it didn't even occur to me that you were teaching movement. You're just all kinds of stuff, aren't you, Miss Bussy? Anyway, you hang on for me, Jim. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and all the... Today her guest is Jim Cusack, who, I'm sure that pre all of this bad stuff that happened to you, Jim, I'm sure you were awesome, but you sound really awesome now. You have overcome...
I appreciate that.
You have overcome.
That's my goal. I like to try and wake up every day with a positive attitude, get out there and do it, and take advantage of the second chance I was given.
Are you going to be at SHOT Show?
Not this year. I was hoping to get there for my first time, but no, I haven't.
Well,
I'm working on it.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year. Right. We'll have to get you out there. If they sponsor you in some way, get them to get you out there.
Oh yeah.
They got the money. Glock got the money. Just ask Gaston Glock. He got the money. And I guess the next time you and I talk after tonight, Keita, we'll be in Las Vegas.
That's true. It will be.
We can pre-record Wednesday. We can pre-record for Weaponized Women on Wednesday if you want. But anyway, are you going to the Agency Arms Nighthawk party thing?
I am.
Oh, well, then I'll be there. I'll be the guy with the big camera thing, walking up on you going, don't worry about it, it's just a camera. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now.
I'll be the one with the whip.
Anyway. I'll have to wear the long. I'll have to have the long lens on that camera because I'm not getting close to that. Anyway, let me step back and you guys have at it.
Yeah, Jim, you missed that. I learned how to crack a whip and break the sound barrier when I went to Australia. So it's kind of our running joke.
I would think you would possibly need that in Australia.
All right. So you've got a couple of sponsors you want to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't thank enough Glock. You know, I beat the trees and probably annoyed a few people when I was trying to get some help in shooting and getting back on my, like, to say back on my feet is kind of a joke, but to get back into the shooting, to get back into the shooting sports and do what I do. So I can't thank them enough. But along the way, I've met so many good people and a lot of them have turned to help me out. I met, a gentleman that happens to be the owner of Katanica, out of California, and he develops and makes, I would say almost adventure clothing, but all of his clothing is made in the United States and it is above and beyond the best, rough wear. You know, we all wear or want the big stuff with all the pockets, knife pockets, everything. Well, this has everything set up for that. It's all ripstop, and it's quality equipment. And he comes through, sends me stuff when I need it, and I can't appreciate it.
Have you
more,
seen that stuff, Keita?
No, I haven't. Unless, think about what you were wearing at the class. Well,
yeah, I did have shorts on by, from him.
Okay,
think about
so
if, think about if Michael Jackson was a fireman. ask Jim. He knows what I'm talking about. This stuff is next level. This looks like it came out of the future or something.
Yeah, it's something. It's really something to look at, and not only made in America. I mean, it's some of the toughest stuff I've seen. And Len is a hell of a guy to just go through it and kind of tell me, hey, you appreciate it. And I told him I hadn't seen any on the East Coast, so he made sure that I get it out there. But also with Safariland, you know, they got me some gear I needed from my rep that I used to deal with in law enforcement and helped me out with everything. And then Spark Ammunitions, he really helps me out with how he loads my ammunition. He's out of Pennsylvania as well. And they really get to it for me. And without that, I don't think I'd be doing as well or shooting nearly as much as I get to do so.
Now, do you have something coming up with Hunter's HD Gold as well?
I do. And Hunter's HD Gold, I've seen him just about every match, Brian Connolly at every match. And he keeps pushing. He's like, hey, you know, you want to try these out. And I looked at him and I did. And I said, you know what, Brian, I love them, but they just aren't fitting my face right. And let's see what we can do. And he kept coming up with newer shapes and sizes, and he's getting me my glasses back to me with the frames I had outfitted with his lenses. And boy, I cannot wait to start shooting with those. What they do in bringing in the light when it's, I mean, it's just, you think it's just an orange or a yellowish lens or amber, but I've never shot with anything that actually gives me the focal acuity that they do.
The lens is made out of Trivet, which is what they use to make helicopter windshields. So it's designed to let in the light that helps you see better without damaging your eyes.
And I'll tell you what, it's true to what he says. It really does work. And
those
I'm not one to just
pop.
Yeah, absolutely does.
So when you shot that match, how is that different from what you would normally do? You know, I didn't think I would end up doing any coaching. I thought I would just be observing you. But as I was seeing things that I knew I could help with, I would chime in and I'd see more and more things. But what things were you trying that were different than what you would normally do in a match?
I think a lot of it was positioning of the chair we changed, and where and how to shoot an array. And quite honestly, you had been in my head before you even met me.
Oh, how's that?
That's because of Joe and Karina Draghi, who have been consummate students of yours. And when I'm shooting with them all the time, I'm watching them and listening to what they're repeating from you.
They've taken my class 3 times now. It's a maintenance class because your skills are always changing, so I'll always give you something new. I'll always find something you suck at.
And I had a lengthy list of those. But really,
doesn't matter how good you get.
Yeah, I've always said that. I said, you will take away something from everyone you meet. And I took away a whole lot from you this past weekend.
I took away a lot from you as well.
Good.
I am so appreciative of that opportunity to learn from you and to develop these things so we can help. I think you and I together are going to be able to help a lot of people who are wheelchair bound find an activity they can be active in and compete in. How fun is that? And they get to choose guns.
Yeah, I agree. There's so many, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, well, how did you get back into guns after being shot? I said, I picked one up and I shot it. It's just, you know, it's always been a love affair of mine. Just because, you know, I got bit by what I used doesn't mean anything. I went through some PTSD and got counseling for it. But something that I've loved all my life, I just had to get back to it. And having the involvement of you and everybody else I've come across in these last 4 to 5 years of shooting have been so helpful. I can't even begin to thank them.
A little bit of the hair of the dog. We call that exposure therapy, prolonged exposure therapy.
And yeah, if you're around me enough, I joke enough saying, you know, I was a bullet magnet for a day. I don't need to do it again. But
well,
yeah, you have to take the good with the bad. And if I want to live life after this, then you deal with what you were given. And I hope that I'm doing that well enough that everybody can see.
So how is your health? How is your health overall?
My health overall?
Yeah.
I'm down 50 pounds, so it makes it easier moving the chair around.
Right, right.
I've been working out a lot in the gym again, and I'm pretty good on health. I really cannot complain. I mean, other than the fact that paralysis has its own difficulties, but we in chairs learn to adapt to them, and they're ever-changing, but if you have the right attitude, you get through it.
Outstanding.
He's in really good shape. I actually had him out there building my stages, tearing down targets and everything.
All right. You don't have to be that much of a taskmaster there, Keita. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Jim, I hope to speak with you again at some point. Feel free to come back anytime you feel like it. And Keita, I will see you next week.
Sounds good.
All right.
I thank you both very much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill. Thanks,
yes,
Bill.
Ma'am.
All right, you're welcome.
Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.